Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Erie County Comptroller Kevin Hardwick is on the WBEN Lifeline this morning. Kevin, great to have you on.
Great to be here, Susan.
Well, we're talking about unaccounted Erie County vehicles. An audit of the Bureau of Fleet Services found 365 unaccounted county vehicles. That's a staggering number. How does that happen?
It is. Realize these are not vehicles that are totally missing. They're not on the inventory they should be. We tried to reconcile everything. There are a few vehicles that we still haven't been able to run down. The majority of those 365, come to find out, were sold or traded or scrapped. But it's still troubling. That should still be kept up. That's one of the findings. It's maybe not the most troubling finding. There were several. If people are interested, by the way, in looking at any of our audits, they can go to erie.gov, G-O-V, go to Comptroller, and we have a section on our audits, and they can read the whole 46-page audit along with all the appendices. And the appendices in this one are kind of interesting because they've got all the vehicles that the county owns.
So for most of these, it's just if somebody forgot to mark this as sold or destroyed. But for the other ones, how many are we talking about that are still out there somewhere floating around?
Well, there are a handful. I think there may be six or seven, and they're unaccounted for. They're in the sheriff's department. The sheriff didn't give us everything. The sheriff did eventually come around and give us, substantial records. Not everything we asked for, but we're continuing to look into this. I mean, the other findings I think that are more significant concern the use of the gas boy system, and the controls that were disabled on this. Our deputy controller for audit, Mary Hostler, who with her people did a fantastic job on this audit, is very high on the gas boy system. She got the, you're in public works and you're finding out how this thing works, and it's got some fantastic stuff, and the capabilities, the reports it can produce, etc., were fine, but it wasn't really utilized to its fullest extent. There's a feature on there that has employees who pull up to the pump have to put in the odometer reading, and that's just a check to make sure it's the right vehicle and that this is, reading makes sense. And that was disabled. As a result, people were just entering in things like 000 or, whatever, just typing in random numbers. You have no idea what vehicle was pulled up there, what the mileage is. You want to track the mileage for maintenance purposes and the like. That capability was there, and it wasn't utilized. That was a little bit disturbing, obviously. The number of take-home vehicles has risen over the years, and who has them, and how big the vehicles are, and the lack, in many cases, of authorization for them. The inability to enroll people in the LENS system. The county policy says they have to be in the LENS system, not a LEND system. LENS is an acronym for License Event Notification System, so that if you have a county vehicle and you're enrolled in this and you, get a speeding ticket or a DWI or something, you know, there's notification of that because, you know, you may want to reconsider who's driving your vehicles. Anyway, there was a lot of that. You know that if you have a take-home vehicle and it's not an emergency vehicle with the, you know, the lights and the sirens and everything, it's a benefit that's taxable, and the IRS, you know, has to be notified of that. We found a number of cases where that wasn't being done. We were out of compliance with, you know, the IRS regulation. So there are a whole host of findings, and I would encourage people to go to erie.gov and look at the whole 46-page report, plus, the dozens of pages of appendices.
Yeah, check that out. A complex web of all these county vehicles. Hey, Kevin, while we have you on the line, we asked this to Lindsay Larigo yesterday, not your department per se, but the sale of Bill's seats going on. And we heard the number again from Lindsay yesterday, about $500,000, $1 million the county hopes to bring in from the sale of these seats. And I think a lot of us are still just scratching our heads thinking, how exactly do we end up there if we're selling seats for $500 to $600? You know, there's tens of thousands of them. You know, we're talking tens of millions of dollars in, you know, a net sale. How do we end up with so little going to the county? Is that something you'll be looking into?
It may be. It's certainly not top on my list. We've got a full agenda of things that we'd like to look at in this coming year. I did listen to that interview with Lindsay, and I think she makes some good points. You know, I think what you overlook is there is labor involved in removing that seat and transporting it and the like. I mean, you know, someone works on my car and puts in a fuel pump or whatever. I mean, the fuel pump may cost a few hundred dollars, but the labor involved in that installation of it or reinstallation of it is probably a lot more. And I think that might go a long way towards explaining the low number.
All right. Well, Kevin, we're glad you could join us this morning. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Susan.
Kevin Hardwick, Erie County Comptroller, on WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.